Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We've got a terrific guest with us today, Faisal, recurring guest on the show, Miles Zyblock. He's going to help us understand a little bit about the volatility that we're seeing in the markets now. And how do you navigate this? Like, what should you expect over the next 12 months? How do you position
yourself?
There's
a whole bunch of things that are happening that we can forecast in the near term. There's a rise in cases.
Yeah.
There's an election coming.
Yep.
There's probably more stimulus needed, so more debt's going to be piled on.
Yeah.
These mortgage deferrals are coming off. People are talking about all these things, saying it doesn't look good when it comes to the markets.
Right.
So we got to get some clarity on this.
Let's find out. So Miles Zyblock is a chief investment strategist at Dynamic Funds. Miles, welcome. Welcome back to the show.
You know, it's always great to be here. Thanks, you guys.
So let's try to make some sense of this, and we got about a 10-minute segment to try to do that. But why don't you just give us a take on where we are today and kind of what you got your eye on?
Sure. So you know the markets, the equity markets, particularly the global markets, have are up a lot since what's a very serious and nasty bear market in the first quarter of 2020. And you know the markets have come up, and many of them are near flat for the year, and the U.S. is slightly above flat for the year. So there's been a what I call a heroic rebound in asset prices. And, you know, over the last, let's call it, I guess since the beginning of September, really, there's been some volatility that's crept back into the market where what I call this year's winners or the momentum stocks, many of which were in technology, in the technology sector, they've given back some gains. And, you know, that's got, I guess, some people a little nervous here, this volatility where you've given back 5 or 6% in the last few days alone. So, you know, like I said, it's been an incredible rebound off the March lows. I think a lot of that was incited by unprecedented, as you guys mentioned, unprecedented policy stimulus, mm-hmm. not only from fiscal policymakers, but monetary policymakers. And I think that started off the rally. But, you know, over the last, let's call it several months or couple months at least, we've seen a better tone to some of the economic data. And I think that's encouraged investors to stick their foot even further toe, let's call it even further into the water. So all of this has led to one pretty fantastic rally off the bottom.
So Miles, what's the outlook for the next 12 months? Dave and I were talking about some of the events that are happening, some of the information and possibly more stimulus coming down around the world, not just in the United States. What's your outlook for the next 12 months?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the one thing we can all be fairly confident about is more stimulus. I mean, you know, central bankers, at least through the end of this year, have telegraphed that they're going to spend trillions more in buying bonds, all sorts of bonds, whether it's corporate bonds or government bonds, out of the secondary markets to try to keep interest rates very low and help support the recovery. That is an ongoing thing. We know right now in D.C., Congress is not fighting about whether or not to spend money. They're actually fighting on how much they want to spend. And that's a whole different, you know, subject altogether where, you know, the U.S. is thinking about, I mean, both sides of the aisle, they're thinking somewhere and anywhere between $1 trillion and additional spending upwards of $2.5 trillion. So, like I said, I think the stimulus is one thing you can bet on continuing. And I think that, you know, they've shown their hands here. And I think the stimulus will be in place well beyond you know, what I'd consider a recovery or the beginnings of a recovery. I think we're already into the early stages of an economic recovery, and I think they will just keep stimulating and stimulating well into that. And now, look, there's some risks out there, no question. I mean, one is that it is going back into the winter season, and kids are going back to school all over the Northern Hemisphere, and we do worry or are concerned about future outbreaks and what that might do to activity. We also know that there's a really big, let's call it contentious election coming up in the U.S., and that could create some nerves. So there are some risks out there on the horizon, but ultimately I think, you know, the economy is starting to recover.
So for investors today, and let's focus on those who are approaching or living in retirement, and they're worried about not only their income in the short term, but the long term of their assets or their portfolio. What would you suggest as a what's the mindset we should be going into, and number two, what kind of a breakdown of a portfolio would you be talking about?
Sure. So let me just talk, first of all, when you're talking about equities, everyone loves the long-term returns of the equity market, but they forget about the risk associated with that. And, you know, whether we're in good times, bad times, we're in cheap stock markets, expensive stock markets, equity volatility is really part and parcel of equity investing. I mean, you know, you get a 5% or greater correction about three times a year. A 10% or greater correction typically happens about once a year. And, you know, you get the bigger ones, the 20% plus, they happen every few years. So that's one thing we have to be realistic about, you know, the volatility that we assume when we buy these great returning assets like equities over time. So once you are sort of comfortable with the idea of risk or volatility, then you can start talking about asset allocation. And I think, you know, the most important thing for people everyone's a sort of a hindsight investor in the sense that, oh, I should have been in this asset class, or mm-hmm. oh, I should have had more of that asset class with the rearview mirror. I think what you really have to do is you know, nobody really does know the future with 100% certainty. So I think ultimately we're talking here about a well-diversified portfolio, and this well-diversified portfolio maybe doesn't get you at the top of the performance ladder each year, but it definitely won't put you at the bottom of that performance ladder. And I think it gives you the highest odds of achieving long-term financial success. So obviously when you're talking more about the retirement cohort who doesn't have the time to sit and wait after a big sell-off, obviously, you know, more of that, more of their dollars should be put towards, you know, let's call them safer assets or less volatile assets. And these could be things like, you know, government bonds, corporate bonds, et cetera, and less in the way of equities. Now, you know, what would I say? That's really a personal opinion on what I think is the right allocation for the individual investor. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the one thing I think that is most important is to make sure that you are diversified and understand that even with 40 or 50% equities, you will assume some volatility in that portfolio, because over time, about 80 to 90% of the volatility in a diversified portfolio comes from the stock market. So that's just something to keep in mind when you're thinking about portfolios. Again, it's great to get those great long-term returns from the stock market, right, but the reality is you're going to have to also assume more variability.
We've got about a minute left, Miles. One thing Dave and I have been talking about for over a decade has been our five-pillar investment strategy approach. Two of those pillars are alternative investments. You've been talking about alternative investments for a long time as well.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? And is this, in this type of a market and economy, is this the time that we look at alternative investments?
So, you know, when we look at the traditional asset classes, let's call them stocks and bonds. I mean, you know, the U.S. stock market, for example, which is about 55-57% of the global equity market, it's that big. You can't say the stock market in the U.S. is cheap. It's on the higher end of the valuation range throughout history. So, you know, you have to think that you're likely to get a little bit lower returns through time out of the stock market, a little higher volatility, and the same. You know, you look at bond markets everywhere, interest rates are incredibly low. And so you have a little more volatility coming out of these traditional asset classes. You have a little bit lower returns. And I think the one way to augment or reinforce your return streams is through alternative investments. Now, alternative investments are anything but stocks or bonds. I mean, they could include, you know, real estate, land. They could include various types of equity strategies, long, short equity strategies, long, short credit strategies. There are many types of strategies or assets that are considered alternatives. And the important thing about these alternatives is that they tend to behave much differently than stocks or bonds. Sometimes they go up when stocks go up. Sometimes they go sideways when stocks go up. Sometimes they go down when stocks go up. But when you have this alternative return stream in your portfolio, in addition to stocks and bonds, you have a good chance that you have some cylinders firing at all times. So yes, I think, you know, you asked me, is it a good time today? I think today is a good time for alternatives. I think yesterday was a good time, and I think tomorrow is a good time, because truly it's about helping to diversify that return stream in your portfolio, to generate more robustness in the way your portfolio performs through different economic and market scenarios. So again, alternatives, I think, are something that are open to everyone now, given regulatory changes that have happened in Canada over the last, say, 2 years, year and a half. And so, yes, I think it's a great time to be looking at alternative investments and including those in a portfolio.
Miles, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for, you know, making some sense in 10 minutes of what's going on and I think giving some people some comfort how to position going forward. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate it, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
We've been joined by Miles Zyblock, who's a chief investment strategist at Dynamic Funds. My friend, we have to talk about these five pillars that you referred to and how to get through these kind of weird and unprecedented times, because your retirement doesn't end next week, right? It's going to go on for a very, very long time.
Yeah, it's profiting and protecting in these types of markets. We're going to talk about this on Tuesday, September 22nd, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Want to find out how to buy or sell a home without paying a commission, an agent's commission? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.